Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, October 2nd, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, I hope we are getting ready to do the work. I'm really looking forward to the discussion of the Rainbow Children. It's very thought-provoking and I just wish it were a discussion we were having in a collective setting, but maybe one day. When we arrive into the constructed world, first question, constructed by who? Who made this mess? When we arrive into the constructed world of class, of rigid, fixed class divisions, second question, why are we kept separate from each other? Why is everyone in their own separate boxes in every sense? We notice immediately that joy, exuberance, celebration is missing. Third question, why is there no joy? Why is everyone so grim? And later we discover and are completely stunned by this, that people are constantly and without apparent reason completely false with each other and speak the opposite of what they truly feel. Fourth question, why is everyone performing? Pretending to have thoughts and feelings they don't really think or feel. Different children in varying circumstances and each with their unique endowment from the earth react in different ways to this bad news, and it is very bad news. For it becomes a boulder across our given paths. What to do with it? And I'm discovering more that these shows are becoming almost entirely about putting flesh on our effective model of resistance. Which is becoming less about considering various options, which I think are out there in a rich diversity of ideas, well beyond my accumulated knowledge, but that what is important for us right now is to focus ourselves. And so more and more I'm believing that we need that day. We need that global day of discussion, of celebration, of grieving, all of it at the same time, of planning. So this may be what the show is about from now on, aspects of an effective model of resistance. Because what we are getting clearer on is that we are the wealth. Prince shows us this. Nicola shows us this. We're going to be talking about this in more detail soon, perhaps next week, about developing an authentic conception of wealth. We've talked about that a lot on this show. But with the examples of Nicola and Prince, they present to us a concrete illustration of true wealth that I think we can benefit from. We want a world so arranged that no child born into it finds this boulder, these questions that stun us, that can occupy us for a lifetime trying to figure these questions out. It stultifies our thought process. It puts us in a holding pattern as we cycle continuously around these unconsciously, continuously around these puzzles. And as I said, various children come up with various resolutions, or perhaps I should say pseudo-resolutions, because they aren't based on the truth. We want a world, unless they're based on the truth. We want a world so arranged that no child born into it finds this boulder across their path. We want a world in which no child is burdened with these questions. A world in which all children can get busy upon arrival, growing their gifts, doing their assessments, noting the extent of the power of love, beauty, grace, joy, and mutual aid they see blossoming around them. That's what we're here to ensure exists. And when it doesn't, we have to ask these questions. And a few of us, like Prince, devoted their lives to bringing them back. Love, beauty, grace, joy, and mutual aid. We want a world in which children arrive, can see the state of these qualities, so they know where and how to make their contributions based on their own assessments, not ours. The work before us is making a world fit for all of us, a world that is matched with and matches all of our gifts from the eternal, the all of it. Prince saw this decades ago, and trust, power saw him, and tried to move a mountain onto this man, to try to stop him. punished him harder with EMF than I've yet to experience, and I've been hit hard. Nonetheless, he carried this work far forward and alone. He had no help that I can see from us, received small thanks or acknowledgement of it, for it, largely because we didn't even know about it, most of us, because his work, why he came amongst us, has been suppressed. Because to listen to Prince is to have to think authentically, the more so the deeper you go. When he says things that we know are true, but no one else is saying them, we have to ask ourselves, why is no one else saying them? When he puts his finger on what's missing, that which we feel in our hearts, joy, love, peace, and freedom, all without any need for coercion to bring forth, we have to ask, why is it missing? Why the dreary sameness to our lives? Trudging from compulsion to compulsion, from have to must. Prince showed us this and then honed his analysis into a political strategy that needs to be discussed by us. I mean, truly, he gave us an astute political analysis and strategy with the words, when the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. We should have jumped all over it. And we would have, were it not for Socrates' dilemma and the power guy's concerted efforts at suppression. And had we done so, we might have been able to protect him from the swarm of agents they put around him, wives, spouses, most deaf included. We already spoke on this in the May 8th, 2016 show. Because until you've had considerable experience with their tactics against us, you don't question what people present themselves as. You just don't. And they take this as we're being stupid because we believe what people say they are. We take people at their word. And by lies and duplicity and off the charts falseness, these people have been successful in controlling, dominating our world and us. To allow Prince's themes to sink into you is to begin to see through the lens of truth, to feel excitement brew, eyes begin to open wide. And anyone who doesn't think we've been lulled to sleep should consider the phrase that issues from the state, our enemies. Have you traveled to other lands? And if so, did you ever encounter such a thing in them? If I have anything like enemies, it might be these neighbors helping the state blast me with EMF, and I wouldn't want to preserve a weapons arsenal to use against them. I would want and do want. We of like mind stayed on freedom to create the conditions that would release them from coerced work and guarantee for all of us a freedom free of fear and coercion. The statesmen pretend to battle with each other to keep us in harness. Once we think authentically, we no longer want their conditioning. We want to see in each other what we see in Prince, a font of richness. We come from the eternal, as Proudhon has said, with a basic sense of fairness, which revolts at lies, at the too cruel. It is intolerable for those who represent for love, those devoted to reinvigorating the love for one another we're born with, to be met with punishment. I think Prince and I became alike because we hate bullies. If you do as well, you're part of this tribe too. Don't wait to be blasted with EMF to start Googling Nikola Tesla's particle beam weapon and get informed about the existence of this in the hands of states across the world. Or organizing our global day of planning the next social arrangement in which we provide the tools, the knowledge, and the information to all, and with no force needed or tolerated, and we see what we do together from love rather than fear. Prince devoted his life to offering comfort to us. Who offered comfort to him? We have a debt. Let's repay it. Let's not let these power-mad few, the global statesmen, get away with killing him. And let's out and stop the use of this weapon that killed him and so many others whose names we don't yet know. The global power guys, the 10,000 who see us as but fuel to run their Plato-derived class fixity forever machine, realize their dream of riding us like an unassailable ship on a tamed ocean. They, superciliously we, wearing our humble smile of gratitude permanently. The power besotted are pushing back hard against our growing awakening right now because they know our lives are ours to reclaim. The moment enough of us committed to a future in which all grow their gifts without limits, in good fellowship, supporting each other. The moment enough of us believe in our love and the love of our brothers and sisters. What Prince says about the music industry in the brief excerpt from an interview I posted. I hope you had a chance to listen. What Prince says about the music industry could equally well be said about the system. It's not going to exist much longer. We're so talented and sophisticated. We can link our gifts and needs globally on a laptop. We can produce what all of us need cooperatively, under no direction but from the Earth's good, common brilliance and love. We can deliver them through the internet. We can be our own distribution service. I mean, what do we really need these 10,000 global statesmen for? I mean, really? Really?